Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh my God, yay! Another episode of Puppies, Wine, and Snacks, where we snuggle puppies. We obviously drink wine.
Yeah.
And we eat the snacks. I'm Katie.
I'm Cotlin.
So we have a new show to add to our lineup of Bravo discussions.
Yeah.
Because season 10 of Real Housewives of New York kicked off.
It's back.
This week. And we're going to save that for the end. Because you know I'm anal retentive and I like to go in chronological order.
Yes,
and
you
every
do.
Week Colin's like, "So wait, what? Can we like do it in like a different order?" And I'm like, "No, it literally, I will.
I know.
I will crawl out of here. I will dig a hole through the walls."
I'm like, "What order are we doing it again?" And you're like, "The same one.
The same
how
one.
The days of the week
yep.
go."
Real Housewives of Atlanta, Vanderpump, Beverly Hills, and then we'll end with New York.
Correct.
So we, I don't know. This is the season finale of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Am I the only person who could not care less about Portia's acting career?
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't care.
No, and I it was kind of funny to watch, like, scenes of the actual play, especially with, what's her name in the audience? Kenya. Ooh, and who is a self-proclaimed actress,
so,
and she's been in some stuff, so she was there. I don't know as much as support as to criticize.
I don't know what that Vivica A. Fox movie was.
I never saw it.
I didn't either. What's it called again?
Two can play at that game.
I don't know. So what, Portia plays a how?
Yeah.
That's what Kenya said.
Yeah, exactly.
She that is exactly what she said. So whatever, it opens up with Portia's acting. Who cares? Who cares? We go to Candy and Eva in the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. I like that they're getting to know each other. Like, they're getting more friendly because they're two boss bitches.
Eva said she's going to throw a Halloween party. I like that Eva had to throw in, she's like, you know, like, I always do my birthday parties around Halloween. Like, last year I hosted one with Fetty Wap.
I was like,
I was just like, well, just name drop on it then.
I would love to be at that Halloween party, though.
She's like, so, this is like typical season one housewife behavior. This is what Dorit did. This is what, I'm trying to think of some other ones. You have to, like, show up and, like, They're over the top and
right.
They, you know, like, this is what I did.
Uh-huh.
This is who I am.
So they can like name stake their
and then,
place.
And then
the
they
group.
Like come back down to normalcy. And then I feel like season two, they just are like chill. So they're talking about this Halloween party. And then they show a scene where it's Nene and Cynthia and Eva and they are costume shopping.
Yes.
So, okay. So they tell Nene about the Candy Kim lunch.
Mm-hmm. And that they've basically made up.
Yeah. And Candy doesn't think that Kim is racist, even though Nene still thinks she is.
Correct. Nene does not like that this information has come to light because the fact that Candy and Kim are getting closer means that Candy's going to come to the hall. Or excuse me, Kim is going to come to the Halloween party.
She is coming.
And Nene's also invited. So
I guess like Nene was also talking. It's like the people who are like making friends and not everyone's like cool with it. So
right.
Like Nene and Portia are kind of cool again.
Uh-huh.
And Nene's
Candy
like,
doesn't like that.
Yeah. And Nene's like, well, she's going to do, what does she call it? The apology ceremony at the party, which.
Yep. The apology
like
ceremony
the big
tour.
This is what Nene wanted Portia to do when they were in Barcelona. She's like, you just need to get in front of everybody. Don't do like individual, like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Get in front of everyone. Do your mea culpa.
Yep.
Be done with it. And then everyone can let it go. Hopefully.
Right. And then, but here's the thing, though. We saw that scene between her and her sister. Like, I think they were eating. And she's like, if she thinks I'm going to go in around and just apologize, I'm not going to. And
see, and this is like Portia is, I don't know, man.
She's a flip-flopper.
She, like, I think she just wants people to not be mad at her.
Exactly.
I think at the end of the day, it's kind
exactly.
of like. She's like,
without doing the work.
She wants everyone to stop bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where she gets all emotional, and that's where she gets upset. Nene wants her to just say I'm sorry to everyone, but I just don't think she's ready because I really don't think she did anything wrong, and I really don't think that Portia's that sorry.
I don't think she's that sorry, but I think that she had a hand in it.
I don't know.
Whether it was obviously not as much as...
She likes to play dumb.
I know, but that doesn't... Ignorance is not an excuse.
Yeah, but play dumb. I don't think, I mean, I don't think she's the brightest bulb in the box, but I do think that she likes to play like, oh, I didn't know, just like... When she was asking Kim in Barcelona about the cancer thing to out
right.
Nene for that. And then she's all like, well, I don't know. It's like, no, you know what you're doing. Stop,
exactly,
girl.
Exactly, exactly. And so there does need to be some sort of apology.
All right. So will the apology ceremony happen at Eva's Halloween party?
Birthday party?
They show Sheree's basement. And I need to know. I need to know How many dollar signs were attached to that?
Oh, tons.
Where does this money come from?
The boyfriend. I bet you it's the boyfriend. I do.
Tyrone or Lyrone?
I think that there's a reason. I think that there's a reason that he is in jail.
Yeah. So would you think that like he like gave all of his money to Sheree?
Something.
They're in like offshore accounts.
Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps. I think we hit it. Really?
That would be crazy.
Well, Candy was like, you know what I see in this basement? Lots of dollar signs.
Holy crap. I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
My tooth
because
on the microphone.
That just makes more sense to me because, you know, Candy was saying it pretty blunt. She was like, oh, she must have sold a lot of books. Like, yeah. As someone that knows about Sheree's, like, real life, Candy is like, where does this money come from?
Well, because in, like, before, you know, like, when she was having, when the kids were younger and she, like, Big Bob didn't give any money.
Yeah.
So, like, there was, like, financial issues. And right. Then all of a sudden, that basement is ridiculous.
It's out of control. It's
ridiculous.
It's the most beautiful thing I've seen.
Like Cynthia said it best. There's like this huge, like, I don't even know how many feet tall. Like, big. She's like, yeah. This is what I would put in my living room. She's got in the corner of the basement, but like the washer and dryer.
She has a salon.
Get out of here.
Oh my gosh.
The man cave. I don't know.
It was glorious.
So this was a really big moment and I was super shocked and I felt really bad for Sheree. Did she tell Cynthia this? That Portia told Shamia to not trust anyone, including Sheree. Sheree is super hurt.
Yeah, and we saw flashbacks of the only one consoling Portia was Sheree.
Like, go back to, like, San Francisco.
Exactly.
When everyone else ran off and Sheree sat
like,
there with her.
Yelling at Portia and she's bawling. Yes, exactly.
Why would Portia, was she just, like, pissed and she was just inside her feelings? So she just says to Shamia.
Exactly. And that's why the first thing that Portia says is, why does Sheree know about a private text between myself and Shamia?
Man, Shamia is, like, working for that peach. For real. She
wants Eva's number. Now she's just spreading texts to the other cast members.
But like Portia's her friend. I would be so shocked.
I know. I would be so pissed. That's like you doing it to me. And we were in like another like group of friends.
Like, but why did you do that?
Why would you do that? Is it right?
Let's see. Oh, this is another scene about Portia. I literally don't care. I wrote this. I literally don't care about Portia's acting and Vivica's face because Kenny was saying something about, I was like looking this up. Has Vivica Fox gotten a lot of surgery? I mean, her face does look a little different, but not like.
I don't know if it's like on the books that like.
Is it like puck blue? I was like doing like before and after pictures and it kind of has like the Vicky Gunvalson pucker thing where it's like.
Like a little swollen, you mean?
No. All right, let me open this up. It's like there's like strange dimples.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know when
you say that in Vicky. Yes.
Yeah, because I don't know what procedure Vicky has had done. Where Vivica is a beautiful woman, so she does not have Vicky Gunvalson face.
But didn't Vicky have a facelift?
She should have gone to Tamara's doctor. Anyways, so let's just go to the party. Let's talk about the party.
Let's go to the party.
And everyone's Halloween costumes. Yes. So Eva was Cleopatra.
Right. We had two
Cleopatras. We had Sheree was also Cleopatra.
Yes.
Candy was Pennywise the clown. Mm-hmm. Cynthia was a dude.
Fitty Sam.
Kim was a Playboy bunny with Croy as Hugh Hefner. Nene, of course, everyone saw this, was such a great costume. She was pest control and Greg was a roach. Marlo was from Baps.
That was so good.
She killed it. Shamia was a messy mermaid. Right. And then Portia and her sister were zombie brides. Which one was your favorite?
Oh, Baps. Hands down. Hands down, Marlo killed it.
I like Candy's Pennywise.
You would.
I know. I was like, damn, why didn't I think of that? Sure.
Even though 50 Cent, come on. That was awesome.
I like, Kenya was like, she was like,
turned off.
Hold on, I have to pause for a snack. Yeah,
it was really,
it really is like a hot guy.
Agreed. Like, and she had the swagger too.
You know, she's like, stop making me laugh. She was like,
yeah.
Sup, girl?
You're right.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Kenya, when she first arrived and she was talking to Candy.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, Cynthia was, like, over to, like, Candy's right. And you could tell that Kenya in her mind was, like, trying to kind of impress a guy. But then it turned out to be Cynthia dressed as a man.
I love that you could see in their faces that they didn't recognize her.
I know.
At first. Oh, I forgot. Kenya was a Victoria's Secret angel.
Oh, right. It's another Thursday.
Yeah, right.
So, basically, Kim did not think it was very funny that Nene showed up in the exterminator.
Yeah, well, even,
everyone thought it was actually perfect.
That's a leaf.
Yeah, even like Croy thought it was funny.
Right.
You could hear him giggling in the background. That's like my favorite thing
about
Croy.
That's a good sense of humor.
I love Croy's giggle. That does make me laugh. But I know. And then Kim was just all butthurt about it. Like, calm down. It's a joke. Let's talk about Sheree confronting Portia about the Portia saying that don't trust anyone.
Right.
Sheree was like super pissed.
Mm-hmm. Because she did. She gave a lot into it. And then she finally understood what all the other ladies were saying is that Portia is not a two-way friend.
No. She wants everyone to be a good friend to her, but she doesn't know how to be a friend. That's the best way to describe her.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm sorry. I understand that Portia's sister has her back, but she is legitimately the only person who does have Portia's back because it's her sister.
Yep.
And I'm like, Lauren, sit down.
Yeah. Just because you have that, though, as a support system doesn't mean that you can't reach out and be friends to other people.
It's just like,
especially when they've given their time and their energy towards you to make you feel better.
There was a text. It wasn't like it was like hearsay. It wasn't like Shamia was like, oh, guess what?
True.
So-and-so said something. Like, there was a text. And Portia cannot take responsibility for anything.
No.
I'm very upset about Portia this episode, obviously.
Well, she's just digging her own grave.
So
she
after
easily
this,
could get out of it.
Yeah. Well, so after this happens, Nene is like, all right, Portia, are you going to do your big apology ceremony? And this is what proves to me that she's not sorry because she's like, no, F that, F them.
Yep.
Yes. Sheree did kind of blindside her with that because she didn't know that Sheree knew that from Shamia.
Right.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sheree and Shamia.
But that's not Sheree's fault.
Well, no. Right? But like, if Portia was fundamentally sorry for what she did, she would have been like, all right, well, whatever this thing, compartmentalize. You know, Sheree, this goes over here.
That's a good point.
And I'm going to still say I'm sorry.
Right.
Because very upset about
she needed
this.
To apologize even before that ever happened with Sheree.
Yeah.
Now Sheree's just in the group with the rest of them that needs also an apology.
What did Kim Zolciak mean when she said that that Eva was an Aladdin Cleopatra?
I think she...
What does that mean?
Like the cartoon version of like Cleopatra, where she looked at her friend, quote-unquote, Sheree, and was like, oh, you're the prettier Cleopatra.
I think they're both super pretty.
I do too. They just had different costumes, different like variations of it.
Do you think it was weird that like Eva was going around introducing herself to people? I'm like, this is like your birthday party. Did you not know the people that were there? Was this like so Bravo like setup?
Wasn't it a combined party though?
But it was like primarily like her thing, right? Wasn't it?
I thought Candy was like kind of throwing it for her, but I guess maybe she didn't invite all of her friends. It was like a welcome to Atlanta / happy birthday / Halloween.
I wasn't making. Whatever, I make no sense.
No, but that is kind of funny now that you say it.
Well, we do know that the reunion is going to be fire, and I'm super excited.
Kim's crying in the bathroom.
And everyone's ganging up on Kim, so
yep.
We will be back with more on that. So here's what about Vanderpump Rules. My cable went out over the weekend, and my DVR wasn't able to record it, and Bravo didn't have the new episode on the app. So Cotlin is actually going to tell me what happened for this segment.
This was a wild ride.
I sit here and munch on these veggies. We're so healthy.
It was a wild ride that I got so annoyed at the group and the episode.
Okay. Well, I'm going to...
So
you go.
The way that it starts out is the Witches of WeHo are on. We're back in Playa de Carmen. And they're on the beach. And then it goes to Katie saying to Kristen, when Tom came in the room this morning, he told me that you hooked up with James.
What?
Bum, bum, bum. And then it goes 12 hours before. And so it like rewinds to show you like leading up to that scene.
Because Carter wasn't there and?
And Raquel is not there.
James.
Right. So.
James, everyone says you're having sex with them.
That everyone wants to have sex with James Kennedy.
Yeah, right.
So they shoot back to Jax's birthday. So they're in the club just like partying hard, like drinking galore. James gets to do a little DJ set on the turntables. They allow him to come in.
Was this at the...
And he speaks Spanish. So he was like full on speaking Spanish to the DJ.
He speaks Spanish?
Yeah. He knew how to say like, can I play and everything.
Was this at the Sir restaurant?
No, this was at like a club that they got like a table upstairs.
Oh.
And then so they were like looking down in the club. And so they were just partying, but they were all just like crazy partying. So James does this DJ set. After he does the DJ set, like, they're shooting, like, images of Kristen, and she is just looking, like, A little turned on.
Is this when Kristen like does the splits and like
booty pop? Yes. So James comes back up and they're all like back up at the table after he does his set, and she does like a full on split booty pop on the ground a couple times.
Very Kyle Richards of her. I mean, yes, Kyle Richards is too ladylike, right? Popping up and down, but
at the club.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm sorry. I'm eating all the broccoli.
Do it. So then she starts having a conversation with James, and she's like, I'm fun. And James is like, I know, we dated for 2 years. I know you're fun. Why are you telling me
this?
They
were together for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And so she keeps saying this. So, and all of the other cast members are seeing that they're like talking. Okay. And so there's suspicion of brewing. So they leave the club. Jack steals a bottle of alcohol from the table, of course, shoves it down his pants at his own birthday, and they walk out. And then they head back to the hotel. The next morning, it's Jax and Brittany waking up, and Jax has a story to tell Brittany.
He always does, of course.
Because, of course, he has to get the information first.
Okay.
So remember how the pool, they had a pool in their hotel room? Jax does, uh-huh. Jax and Brittany. Well, Jax at 8:30 in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning or something goes out, or he's like getting ready to go to bed because they all stay up really, really late. And he goes out into his own living room that's attached to the outside patio where the pool is, and he sees James like running out with a bottle from the living room into the pool area, and then he can see that Kristen is by herself, like already out in the pool, like chilling.
Is she
no
naked?
One else is around. He didn't say that, so I doubt it. And
oh my God, like 8:30 in the morning,
7, because I think
stop taking yeah. so much Adderall when you drink.
Seriously. And so then you see the next morning that Jax has like a picture of two pillows like positioned on the outside of like the little pool area. And they're just sitting next to each other. But he takes a picture for evidence.
So they're just sitting.
This is not the two of them. They have gone. He went to bed. He goes, I'm going to bed. But then the next morning he wakes up and he sees that the two pillows have been left. They're like sitting on the edge of like the pool.
So he takes a picture of the pillows?
Right. Empty pillows.
Stupid.
He thinks that he is a detective. So the guys decide that they go golfing. Of course, Sandoval has barely ever golfed in his life, but he has a great outfit head to toe. And Tom Schwartz is still wasted from the night before, mm-hmm. as he's been pouring tequila down his throat the night before.
Did you see that Rihanna Instagram that?
I did.
I know. She was like, this is like the best scene ever. I'm like, does Rihanna watch Vanderpump?
Rihanna watches Vanderpump.
Listen to Puppies, Wine, and Snacks, Riri.
Riri.
Okay, so he's still drunk. They're playing golf. Is this when the story comes out?
So, yes. So they're obnoxiously playing golf on this private course, driving their carts on the tees. You could just tell that they're all still drunk. When Jax has all of the guys except for James near him, mm-hmm. he decides to let loose this story. And Sandoval's there.
Jax loves it when it's not about him.
Deflection.
I know. He's like, well, I may be the biggest piece of crap on planet Earth, but
I'm going to put out
someone else. Check out what these two were doing.
Yeah, exactly. So Tom Sandoval hears the story from Jax. This was like just this little blurb, okay? So we don't know officially if they hooked up or not. And then James pops over. So they're still on like the side of the golf course of the tee. Sandoval straight up asks him. He goes, did you hang out with Kristen last night? To James. And James is like, huh? What? Huh?
Oh, does he freak out here?
Yes. And Tom is like, did you hang out with Kristen last night? And he was like, yeah, a little bit. So right there and then, that little sentence, now all the other guys think that they've hooked up.
Yeah.
Because they hung out. Okay? Because they're so drunk that this conversation is blurry. People are saying stuff. They don't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where it starts off, that it's just like a drunk telephone game where everyone is spreading the rumor, not knowing all the pieces to the puzzle. So they get back, and obviously Kristen finds out that this story was told because they cut back to the beach. And then Katie confronts, because Tom Schwartz gets back, tells Katie, then Katie goes and tells Kristen. And so Stassi and Katie confront Kristen. They said that you hooked up with him. And she goes, oh my God, no, you're my best friends. Why would you ever think? So she freaks out on them first, that they're not good friends.
I just have a hard time believing Kristen, because she was so convincing when she was like, I did not sleep with Jax.
Right.
I've watched reruns and I'm like, damn girl, you are
a good liar.
Pathological.
Yeah. So that's what they cut back to on all these instances that she's lied. So that's why no one believes her. So then the whole group shows up besides James. The story's rehashed and they're all like, yeah, he said it. He said it. He said he hooked up with you. He said he hooked up with you.
They were saying that James said that he did.
Correct.
When he did not.
Correct. Because as the viewer,
that's ew.
We see exactly what is being said. And nowhere did he say that they had sex or hooked up. Hang out.
That's
and
really
they
crappy.
They alluded to the hanging out as hooking up.
So they were trying to trap her.
They were so drunk, I don't think that they know up from down.
Stop taking so much Adderall when you drink.
So finally, like, James sends Kristen a text, and he's like, I would never say that. I didn't do that. And she doesn't believe that he didn't want to just be a part of the group and do it to show off at her expense. So then they all go out to dinner, and that's where it just sets off, because they have, like, nice little toasts that are being made, and Kristen decides to give a toast. Uh-huh. And then she just goes off on James. And he, at that point, gets so livid himself because he's being made out to
be. Why is she yelling at James?
Because she still thinks that all the rest of them are telling the truth, saying that he said that he hooked up with her. And he's like, why would I do that? I have a girlfriend. Like, he's like, he kept saying to the guys and her and everything, like, trying to prove his point. I felt horrible for James during this episode. He gets so pissed that he's starting to get angry because he's being made out to be a liar and everyone's ganging up on him. And so Kristen, he starts to get really, but then Kristen reacts and throws an entire, like, margarita or something on her, and it hits Lala. It doesn't even really hit James. So Lala gets freaked out, and her and James just, like, bolt. And Stassi's, like, running after them, trying to, like, calm everyone down because you could see production and stuff in the background.
You're going to, like, end up in a Mexican jail, and then you're never going to get back to WeHo.
Well, I watched the Watch What Happens Live that ran after it with Andy, and Kristen was like, I cannot. She's like, I'm so pissed at Jackson Sandoval that, like, all this huge thing just came out, that, like, this rumor was being spread that we had hooked up and we didn't.
Sandoval's, like, such a little bitch this season. I still can't get over when he, like, ran up into Schwartz and Katie's house and was, like, in Katie's face and was like, I know stuff about you. You don't want to go there. I would be like, excuse
in my house,
me.
I know. She's like, you can leave.
I would have not been that nice. So is that how it just ends? That, well, everyone's, like, running? And
everyone's just, like, kind of just wrapped up is, like, even though, basically that was the end, is that they just let it, it was kind of like a beat continue.
So what are some of the teasers for next episode?
Well,
that I will have watched this.
Here's some of the good nuggets out of this, is that they had, like, different versions of people talking about this whole rumor, and it was like the guys over here, and then it was the witches of WeHo, and then it was like Sheena, Lala, Ariana, and Brittany at the other.
And Rob, just kidding, Rob didn't want to come.
Yeah. And Sheena just is like the male version of Jax.
All right, so let's talk about Real Housewives.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Beverly Hills, which is kind of a dud. Yeah. I am not super impressed with this season. I feel like any of the arguments that have been going on.
So petty.
Are so petty and stupid. And
yeah, it's just created out of.
I can, like, get engaged nothing. In almost any bullcrap on TV, but I almost, like, I'm not even mad at some of these fights. Like, it's hard for me to pick a side because I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I think this episode summed it up the most, that everyone is now realizing that everything is just going in circles.
It really
just
is.
Like, every little argument is just spinning in its own little web.
So they're in Berlin, which is, like, totally dope, and it makes me want to travel really bad. It starts with Kyle, Teddy, and Rinna at breakfast being annoying and asking this poor guy for
That's what they call
milk.
Loud Americans.
It was just so, okay, like, when you travel, are you so concerned about getting the same freaking drink that you have every day? No, you will try to.
You absorb the culture.
Like, just stop being annoying. Can I have the hollandaise sauce on the side? Like, Kyle.
The worst was the coffee, though, or the coffee ordering.
Shut up.
It was, like, skinny mocha, half latte, split, almond milk. I'm like,
that guy was just, like, shooting daggers at them, like, I'm spitting in your coffee. I'm going to stir it with my wiener. Actually, no, that would hurt. You want an iced coffee, but I'll stir it with my wiener. Then there's Lisa Vanderpump, Erica, and Jeri, and they're shopping with their personal shopper, Axel.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give you a teaser. He's my rose.
That's a great rose.
I want an Axel. He was so cute. He kind of, like,
man, he was working,
he
too.
He sort of looked like a Euro version of one of the Schwartz triplets.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
If we plucked Bart or
comparison.
Ben or whatever his name, isn't there a Bart? Billy.
They all have
Billy,
bees?
I think so. And then we like let him grow some cool facial hair, gave him some Prada frames. That would be Axel. So they're shopping, blah, blah, blah. Erica, she's setting up some nice stuff for them. They're going to go horse riding, which is people aren't like particularly athletic.
No.
And it's Teddy's like the only person, Pilates. Teddy and LVP. And I was like, oh my God, Teddy, like we get it. You hate shopping. You love horses. You want to be a horse. They go horseback riding. I mean, the landscaping is beautiful.
Beautiful. Yep.
But the only person who's like really enjoying it is like Lisa Vanderpump and Teddy.
Right. Well, Kyle's allergic, so she gets a tiny pony.
Super cute.
So cute.
So tiny.
But she looked, being the fact that Kyle is already tiny, she just looked like she was a child in the parade.
When I don't know why I was laughing, but like when Rinna's horse started like galloping away and she was like, ho, 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 ho. Is that German for stop?
I don't think so.
Ho, ho. And then I'm like, Teddy, you're like the pro. Why don't you just like ride up and cut it off at the pass? She's in the back like, click your heels together. And like she was like pausing, pull back. Like, oh, you're like Mrs. Ride a Horse. Go up there, girl. Stop.
I don't know. Can she? What is she going to do? Like, run up and have, like, Rinna jump onto the back of her horse?
No,
the other one
like, she, I mean,
runs off a cliff.
Haven't you ever seen, like, horses corral animals? Like,
yeah.
Cut it off.
I just don't
know
that much about horses to know whether you can just, like, do that.
I don't either, but I can only imagine. So, Kyle is like, she starts having an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
And I was kind of stoked. I mean, not because of the allergic reaction, but I was like, oh my God, we get to see the whole Bravo prod crew.
Yeah.
See, now I'm pissed that I didn't see Vanderpump because you could see the prod crew in that one too.
Yeah. And I follow one of them on Instagram.
Of course you do.
Yes, I do.
Of course you do. Professional Bravo stalker. And that's why I love you.
Hand raised.
So Kyle, like, she's having an allergic reaction, but she's also freaking out at the same time. So no more. So we're done riding horses.
that was really quick.
It was like,
Verena took off. Allergies over here, horse ride over.
So we moved to the dinner party in Erica's room.
Yep.
How fun.
In the presidential suite.
I know, with a panic room.
Wow. Isn't that cool? I want to say it was like the whole side of the hotel, like hotel like floor. Because you could see when she gave the first tour, she brought her to the like right side and you could see the whole city, a 180.
The husband, Tom.
Yeah.
I want to marry Tom. I want to be a sister wife.
Sister wife to Erica Girardi. That's a pretty
big deal. I don't even need to be on the same side of the country. I like Erica's look.
Yes.
Like vampy old Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Rinna looked like a golden girl.
I could not get over, like, we all know about Rinna's lips. But that night, they were so red and popping that they looked like one of those, like, candy lips that you, like, put in your mouth.
Oh, they did. Well, because she had, like, that magenta polish. I feel like she's better with, like, a nude and a light gloss. She was wearing, like, a magenta with a very, very lacquered lip gloss.
Every time they, like, panned to her, I was like, whoa, those lips are still there.
And I didn't like Lisa Vanderpump's flowers in her hair. I'm sorry. That was very circa Katie in third grade with the little clips. They're having dinner, and then, of course, Dorit out of nowhere. Here she comes. Here comes crazy. I'm like...
You know what I have down written
here comes
Dorit?
Crazy?
No. So annoying.
I have eye roll.
Yeah.
She's... Kyle.
She can't stop herself.
I was very hurt by what you did in New York. What the...
At my Bella party.
So she's pissed. Let me get this straight. So Dorit's pissed that Kyle told Lisa Vanderpump what Dorit said at dinner.
Correct. Because the version when they were in Central Park that Dorit told Kyle about that dinner was not the full truth, all of the truth. And so when Kyle heard a different version from the other ladies, she felt like she had to back up her friend.
So let's say we have a mutual friend and I find out that they said this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
I would just feel guilty as your close friend not telling you. It wasn't... Dorit thinks that it had something to do with, like...
Like, breaking up their friendship.
Kyle's jealous. kind of jealous of the friendship. I was like, why does everyone drop this jealousy bull crap?
I have that written down. No, it's not jealousy.
It's not jealousy. I just would feel like morally compromised as your friend. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what a piece of crap would I be if I just sat back and let you think this story was true and it's not?
Well, and just the fact that Kyle and LVP have had this long history, ups and downs and ups and downs on their friendship. Like, anything that's withheld, mm-hmm. I think would turn out to be sour on Kyle's.
And it's just like,
but
another,
it didn't end up that way,
right? Well, it's another experience too, or another instance, I should say, mm-hmm. when Lisa Vanderpump just kind of sat back.
Yep. Then actually spoke up when it came to Dorit's side.
Stupid.
Well, and then it's true. And then Kyle, who was like all hopped up on like medicine, I'm like, you were holding it together very well, because I feel like I would have been like,
oh yeah, that's right, she did.
But
you know what? I honestly, what I was thinking today is like the hierarchy of everything is.
PK.
He's at the bottom of all of this. Because again, LVP reveres her friendship with that group, PK included, more than I think her friendship with Kyle.
I want to know like the backstory on that.
I know.
I want like a old school E! True Hollywood story.
Yeah, really.
What the F is up with Lisa Vanderpump and her friendship with PK? Okay. Yeah, and Kyle was like, how is that any different what I did than when you went to Erica at the beach house and said that we were talking about her after she left.
And it's not any different.
But Dorit's like, well, you guys were there. Yeah, they were outside with the door shut. It was like, shut up, girl. Like, she's so dumb.
And then she decides to bring in Pantygate again, comparing those, that whole thing, that Kyle was involved in that. Because she said that Kyle stirred it up. Yeah. Because her and Erica were fine after she gave her the present. And Kyle was the one that talked when Dorit went to the bathroom. And that's
Erica.
Yes.
Erica was in shock.
Yeah.
That someone said, I saw your pretty little puss.
Everyone saw it.
If someone said that to me, I don't even think I would know what to say.
It's vile.
So, it is super vile.
Mm-hmm. And so both of them were like, and then at that point, Erica's like, I'm so confused. Because she didn't know. It was just like everyone is running in circles, just comparing stuff that doesn't even fall into the same category.
Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump talk. Lisa's like, why are you?
I know, Lisa apologized.
Are you mad at me?
But Kyle already knows.
Kyle, why are you mad at me?
That apology was insincere to me.
That was stupid. They go sightseeing.
That was really
They had
sad.
So much black leather on and like Doc Martens. And I was just like, what? Duhas. I was like, are you guys going to go to like a punk rave or something? And then they go to this bear hall. A beer hall, which is my favorite part because it's the ladies drinking beer. I don't think we have ever seen them drink
beer
and stuff their faces with big carby pretzels and sausage.
And schnitzel.
And schnitzel, and that was fun. All right. That was Beverly Hills. It was kind of lame. We got to talk about Real Housewives of New York.
Done.
I have a theory, Cotlin.
Ooh, tell me.
I don't really think that these chicks hang out at all when they're not taping. It literally, it picked back up. Where we left off at the reunion.
That's funny that you say that. I think that...
Excuse me?
The only ones that have hung out when we haven't seen them, surprisingly...
I'm sorry, that
Tinsley and Carol.
I'm sorry, that burp was really bad.
I didn't smell it.
Okay.
Tinsley and Carol.
Correct. But that's the only one.
Those are the only ones.
So it starts with Dorinda. She is planning a Halloween party. I love a good a season theme episode. I'm
Lots
oh my God.
Halloween parties.
I know. We end with Housewives of Atlanta. We start with New York... I don't know. You see that Bethany and Carol, that their friendship is sort of deteriorating because mm-hmm. she's speaking at this big museum party. She's a keynote speaker. She did all this work in Puerto Rico. La, la,
amazing.
La. And Tinsley and Sonia are the only ones who go. Oh, wait, no.
No, not Ramona.
Tinsley and Ramona. Sorry, I don't know why I wrote that down. They were the only ones who went. And Ramona's like, well, why isn't Carol here? That's mm-hmm. weird.
Right.
So
the way that Bethany explained it is just because the two of them put in money at the very beginning when they really needed it the most, when she was doing all this charity work.
Yeah, I was like, Tinsley donated $10,000.
I know.
And $3,000 from Ramona.
This is why she can live in a hotel.
True. Then we cut to Luann talking to Dorinda about Tom. I have to say, Luann looks really good this season. She looks like she's lost weight. I think, I don't know, something is just, she looked, maybe she wasn't going out as much.
That could be it, or she lost the dead weight.
Well, there's something about her skin or something. I think that,
maybe she's pregnant.
Tom was, a real piece of crap, and I think that,
Oh, totally. That's
stressed
her out.
I mean, she even said she was, he wouldn't come home.
Yeah.
She would have to go out looking for him.
Oh, my God, that's so
sad. I mean, just to keep up with that man who had such that party lifestyle. How old are you? He is like Jax Taylor.
He is, but an older version.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised to find out that Luann was pissed that Carol didn't reach out to her.
That is a little delusional.
I was like,
they've never had a good relationship.
I mean, they finally were cool last season.
Cool, but that's it.
That's it.
Cordial.
It's really just a lot of catching up. Kinsley says that she and Scott broke up. Mm-hmm. Carol is on her fitness journey because she's going to run the New York Marathon. Bethany's dog Cookie dies. Mm-hmm. Dorinda's Halloween party.
Yeah.
Let's get to that.
And Dorinda's costume.
So Dorinda tells Carol that Luann is mad at her for not reaching out after the divorce.
Yeah.
And Carol's pissed about it, which I totally understand. That was like so ridiculous.
Can we just tell everyone, though, what they showed up as?
Oh, yeah. Do that. Sorry.
Okay. So Dorinda hosted the party, and her original costume came in a box and not in all together. It was in pieces. And she was the Lady Gaga bubble costume. And she had the costume designer from SNL put it together for her.
Everyone has a costume guy.
Everyone. Dorinda was Lady Gaga. Ramona was Britney Spears.
I thought there was a good Britney Spears costume.
Upside it again.
I thought there was a good with that red.
Me too.
Of course, Bethany had to say something about like her like boobs being out and her camel toe. And I'm like, you can't ever be happy for her, Bethany.
Never.
You always got to say some slick stuff. We'll talk more about this because I've read so many articles and I can totally see that Bethany she needs to hang it up on the show because.
I think so too.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
Time
because
to go.
Because what she thinks she brings to the show is the funny quips and they've turned into be.
Mean.
Constant digs.
Mean. It's just super mean. Yeah. She is like. She's coming across as being super insecure. No one can do anything else unless they're licking her balls. Even like Erika Jayne said that Bethany has to be the alpha dog.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's got to be the funniest person in the room and the most successful. And if anyone else, she likes to bring them down.
Yeah, at the expense of others.
Anyway, so, okay, who else?
Sonia shows up and she is Lucy with her date, Ricky.
Or Rocco.
Rocco, yeah. And Carol shows up. Rocco's she's Amelia Earhart.
Yep, Amelia Earhart.
And true to form, she was smoking her cigs. Bethany showed up as a Barbie that turned into a hooker.
Mm-hmm.
And Tinsley was Madonna. But last but not least, Luann showed up as Diana Ross.
And this was obviously very controversial because, I mean, she had definitely darkened her skin.
Yeah.
She's trying to say, she was on Watch What Happens Live. She said that this is the bronzer that I normally wear. It is not the bronzer that you normally wear. Stop it.
It couldn't be. She looked darker.
She had a huge afro. It was very racially insensitive.
Yeah. Cultural appropriation.
And even if like, you know, she's like, I love Diana Ross. I'm paying homage to her. It's just not okay.
No, and so many people have tried to do this.
It's
it never
just,
works out.
Yeah, you know, maybe just pay homage in your head. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe do some like Lou karaoke to Diana Ross. But
something
don't,
like that.
Her skin was definitely a different color. Definitely. Anyways, and she has apologized since about
right,
that. She
right.
said, I didn't mean to. That was not my intent.
Dorinda had a great time at her own party.
Well, no, she was pissed. She was mad because because Sonia came with Rocco and Rocco had to leave and work. So, I mean, she could have just brought Rocco over and been like, hey, guys, here's my date. But like Sonia was ignoring everyone, ignoring Dorinda.
And you knew that was intentional. Like,
why, though? Is she like embarrassed to have Rocco with her?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with Rocco.
Why was she being like that?
Dorinda and Sonia have never been on a good page. So I think she was there as a cast member, but she didn't really want to be there because she had a feeling that something would pop off anyway with Dorinda.
Really?
I do.
I can't think
of it. So she kind
of
stayed on the fray until Rocco was gone.
But you could tell like Dorinda was starting to like feel her drinks because those like orange fizzy martinis or whatever. Because she's like, I'm the host of the party. Now you know I'm coming to the host. I'm the host. So she was pissed.
And then she told Carol after her race that she can come over and like stay at her house and she'll cook a roast chicken and they can tell deep dark secrets to each other. Carol was like, okay.
Yeah, she was just like slurring and like making zero sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bethany shows up and she starts like getting into it with Ramona.
Yeah. Over the stupidest thing. Like, real estate.
You only, Ramona, you only have 2 houses. I have 5.
Oh, well, then you.
No one believes you. You don't want to empower anyone. And I'm like, oh my God.
What are you literally doing right now?
It makes me feel like they hadn't talked since the reunion. Because it was a rough season last season between Bethany and Ramona.
Right.
And I feel like.
You're right.
Nothing has been resolved. And Bethany is still feeling some type of way about this. And she is taking it all
out.
True. I'm like, so much time has passed. Are you still that mad about it? Are you really still that mad?
She's holding on to something because she was just going at Ramona.
And Ramona was not reacting at all.
I didn't think so either. She was kind of just like the what did she say to her? She was like talking about the afro or whatever, and she was like unbelievable. And Ramona didn't get it at first, so she kept saying it like putting it aggressively in her face. And finally, you're just like, calm down, Bethany. Just because your joke didn't land doesn't
she's
mean you need to like so tear
extra.
Someone's head off.
She's got to be the funniest person in the room, Colin.
Don't you know?
Oh God, I'm so over that. People who just like feel like they can only be they're the star. You know, she mm-hmm. thinks she's the star of the show.
Yeah.
Well, you're not, girl. You're not.
And you're not very well rounded.
I don't know. And she like tries to act like she's so girl power and stuff. And I'm like, it just comes across to me as very mean spirited. Mm-hmm. And you're not bringing anything to light.
Right.
Yes. Do we think that Ramona is up and down the Ramona coaster? Yes.
We all have our moments with Ramona.
At that moment, what compelled Bethany so much to be so nasty?
Cameras?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It just seems
so fake.
I agree.
Because I think to myself, I'm like, if this is the first time I'm seeing these ladies, why do I need to get into it right away? Can't it just be light and fun and let's just have a good party?
Yeah, like she's like pissed at Ramona already. And it's already. Like, did something happen? Or you just don't like her. That's it. You're just going to like go for the jugular every single time.
You know what it made me think of is the Brooklyn Bridge. I flash back to that.
Oh, Jesus.
Remember when Ramona and her were on the Brooklyn Bridge? Because I think like to this day, there's nothing that Ramona will ever be able to do.
10 seasons this has been on, people. This is 10 seasons of like drama and a past and experiences. But I mean,
I know, but like then you think about like them naked in the pool last season, just like drunk and making up.
In Mexico.
And like, it's just sad. I don't know. I don't get it.
I will say that Ramona's confessional look was pretty much like the only one that I liked when she had the short hair and the dark lipstick. Super pretty, right?
Yeah, I agree. I thought she looked great.
How old is she?
60-something.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I want to say she's
so
like
I thought Lou looked really good. I thought Ramona looked good in the confessional.
Who looked the best, though? Let's be honest. Your fave.
Who?
Carol.
In the confessional, when she was like hanging out with Tinsley, like there was something with her makeup that was like her like.
In the interview, I thought she looked hands down the best.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about Drenda looked scary. I mean, Bethany was dressed like she was about to go to the grocery store. It's just very low-key.
Sonia's in the same outfit in her interviews that came off in the video when she was dancing on stage with Lillian.
Oh, her makeup was scaring me.
Sonia.
So, we're going to have a lot more to talk about. Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion starts.
The teaser for this season for New York is crazy.
I'm just, like, wondering how they're going to handle this Luann go to jail.
Yeah, go to rehab.
All the crazy things happen in Florida.
Welcome.
I know. And here
we need a Housewives of Tampa.
All right, so what's your rose and thorn?
So, my rose was...
I ate all the broccoli. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, the wine that we're drinking today is Butter Chardonnay with my friends at Jam Cellars, and it is delicious.
So,
drinkbutter.com.
You may not have caught this, or maybe you did, but mine was actually a fashion rose.
Okay.
There was a really, really cute in Berlin. Erica was wearing a Chanel beanie.
Oh, that was cute.
I thought it was super cute.
I was like kind of into
into beanies.
I wasn't in Beverly Hills. I haven't been a huge fan of her outfits lately besides Baby Gooch. But
I know. I agree with you.
But her Berlin outfits were together.
Yeah, I
loved it. I liked when she had the pigtails.
Yes.
And that whatever that house. that cropped bomber jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And she has all legs. Literally.
Oh, totally.
Like from right under her like boobs down. Just legs.
That's like her avatar.
Okay. So. All right. So that's your rose.
Yes. And my thorn was just the fact that James was treated so badly in the Vanderpump episode.
Who ever thought that James would be the victim? He was such a punk for so long.
And you know
long.
What the sad part was? That they kept flashing back to when he was explaining the story of how he was bullied when he was little. And you just
felt
for him. Because everyone was literally ganging up on him thinking that this had all happened.
All right. Well, my rose, I already told you, is Axel.
Right. Okay.
I want a German Axel shopping buddy. And my thorn, I'm going to say, is... Sheree, you could tell that Sheree was hurt when she found out that Portia said to not trust her.
Yeah.
That sucks. It's one thing to say you're a bitch. It's one thing to say that you're this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
But to say to not trust them after she had been there for her, that's like pretty low
shady.
Of Portia. Portia might be my thorn too. I'm very upset with her.
Here's the other thing I feel bad about Sheree for is that she was like, oh, my boyfriend is going to be getting out of jail, you know, and like, hopefully the next year, and then it ended up being like you could see in the reunion like credits.
Yeah, they're still
like 4 years.
Yeah, they're trying to get him out like earlier. I've been stalking this information.
Oh, gotta keep me updated.
Tyrone or Lyrone. as Nene calls
them. What is he really in there for? Embezzling?
I think it's like blue collar, like something like what Apollo was in for the first time, like racketeering or whatever, just like money crap, like Joe Giudice or whatever.
Right. So there we go. That's
like shady money stuff.
So Sheree has access to all the money. She's like, I'll finish that man cave.
Listen, if I have learned anything from watching Ozark on Netflix,
yes,
put it into construction. Put it into the construction fees. Build a damn church if you have to.
There you go.
All right, guys. Puppies, wine, and snacks. Katie, that's me. Hello, Katie Radio 1. Find me. Instagram.
Hello, Colin Stack 1 on Instagram. Find me, too.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.